because we mentioned at the start of the show, this is a sad day for Australia. This is a sad day for Australian music. This is a sad day for us because, unfortunately, overnight, we lost a giant.
Today, it is our privilege to honour someone who has had such an incredible impact on the Australian and, in so many ways, the world's music industry.
Memories of a life that's been loved.
Chances are you don't realise just how much one man has influenced you. Influenced you through the music and artists he's backed with vigour and tenacity, and influenced you through the live music and the massive concerts he's championed and supported.
The way I've lived my life is you always look on the bright side of life.
God took you back, he said, hallelujah, you're home.
Michael Gudinski passed away at his home last night, and he was key in shaping the Australian music industry. He was, and he always will be, one of the legends.
It's just something when you look back at the volume and the amount of tours that we've done, it's quite breathtaking for me, it's just something that really has archived such a great part of Australian music history.
The great man founded Mushroom Records in the 70s, and in doing so, the result is that you know every word to this.
Let my heart to the devil's realm,
and this.
And Michael's vision through Frontier Touring meant that the world's biggest artists had a home and had a mate here in Australia.
Ed, are you aware of what we're about to do?
Going to Hanging Rock. Have you heard of Hanging Rock?
I went to Hanging Rock last summer, yeah.
Oh, checked it
I went
out. To,
yeah. But Michael Gudinski has been going on about Hanging Rock for ages, and it is beautiful, but he's like, this is going to be international news, and like, we had to Google it, like, we don't...
Watch the sunset over the castle on the hill.
If you've seen Ed Sheeran live, or Cold Chisel, Maroon 5, Kylie, Elton John, Billy Joel, The Foo Fighters, Green Day, or our very own R&B Fridays live, it was because of Michael Gudinski's never-ending drive.
And you don't need to look far to find people as passionate about Michael as he was obsessive about the music and the people that he loved.
He was widely respected with an unwavering passion for music, and importantly, he was just as passionate for the people behind album
Absolutely.
Covers and importantly, behind the songs.
I know for a fact he was loyal and he was dedicated. If it wasn't for Michael, I couldn't have launched my foundation with the Brain Beats concert in 2015 with Ed Sheeran that raised $500,000 for brain cancer research.
He had the ability to achieve the unachievable against insurmountable odds. But just ask any artist, any roadie, any manager, any DJ, anyone who loves music.
I think people are realising that we're not all here forever. I'm hoping to think that arts and creative policies are going to become more important. In the big picture of a messed up world that we've got, it might be important to a lot of people, but it's the fabric that makes our lives, I believe.
A devoted and doting husband, father, grandfather, and friend.
Michael Gudinski was larger than life.
It is a sad day. When you think Michael Gudinski, you think of a man that every room he walked into was then filled with energy and passion. You always knew when Michael was in a room. And when you got to know Michael, he didn't just become sort of professional mates with you. He welcomed you into his world and into his family. And I'll never forget, we mentioned there that Brain Beats concert after I won the Gold Logie and I wanted to set up my foundation. And I had this idea that I wanted to do this big concert with Ed Sheeran. And I was so naive and had no idea how hard that is to achieve. And I sent Michael a message and he didn't really know who I was. And he invited me into his home, and his wife, Sue, who's just a beautiful, beautiful woman, made me a cup of tea. And I was there with Evie, who was 8 weeks old at the time. She was a baby, and he was sort of jiggling her, and I said to him, this is my dear, I want to do this concert with Ed Sheeran, you know, the biggest rock star, superstar in the world right then. And here was me pitching to him for a little concert to raise money for brain cancer, and I'm sure he thought, what a fool. And instead he listened and he was patient and he saw my passion, and then he threw himself into the challenge. And 4 months later, I remember sitting on stage looking down at Gudinski, and I was there next to Ed Sheeran thinking, he's done it. He's pulled this off, and that's what he would do. He could just make stuff happen. He just had that power and that passion. And if you believed in something, he then believed in you and made it happen. And it's such a huge hole, I think, for so many people in Australia. And you will have seen a lot of people on your social feeds today talking about him. And Ed Sheeran and him were great mates. And Ed Sheeran today posted a post that I think anyone that was good mates with Michael feels. And he posted the simple message, "I'll miss you, mate."